Alliance City Council is moving toward a public hearing on proposed zoning changes that would limit data centers to certain industrial areas. 10 residents spoke out against the facilities at Monday's meeting. The hearing is set for 6:15 on June 15th at the Alliance Senior Citizens Center. Council was unable to take action on ordinances due to absences of members Cindy King, Sheila Cherry, and Ed Lonis. New firefighters John Park and Zachary Butcher were sworn in, and Chris Woffler was promoted to assistant chief. Canton City Council has approved a 30-year, 75% property tax abatement for a data center. The project, reportedly backed by Amazon, now goes to Stark County Commissioners for final approval. The 240-megawatt facility would cover 100 acres and include four large buildings along Faircrest Street Southwest in Perry Township. The township would receive a $2.75 million upfront payment, while future tax revenue would be reduced over three decades. The repository reports the plan drew opposition at a public hearing. Critics raise concerns about noise, power use, and water demands. Supporters point to jobs and economic growth. The city of Canton is reminding residents that summer curfew rules for minors remain in effect. Police Chief John Gabbard says city law prohibits anyone 17 and younger from loitering, idling, wandering, or being in public places or vehicles within city limits between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless accompanied by a parent or traveling to work, school, or organized events. In Canton's downtown and Hall of Fame Village Dora districts, the curfew begins at 9. Officials say parents and guardians can also face citations if minors violate the curfew ordinance. Canton's Hall of Fame Village has selected a Wisconsin-based company to operate its future indoor water park, Game Day Bay, now under construction and expected to open in spring 2027. S&L Hospitality will manage the facility, which will feature more than 100,000 square feet of water attractions, including a wave pool, lazy river, and high-speed rides. The Stark County Health Department and Sheriff's Office are warning residents to stay off the exit landfill in Osnaburg Township due to increased trespassing and ATV activity. The 122-acre site, which was closed by the Health Department in 2002, has a protective cap and active leachate system that could be damaged by unauthorized access. Trespassers at the Fairhill Street Southeast site could face arrest, and patrols will be increased to protect the property. The YWCA of Canton has named Janelle Lee as its new permanent CEO. She had been serving as interim chief executive since December following the departure of Shanna Smith. The organization says Lee has helped strengthen programs, expand community partnerships, and support long-term growth for the YWCA. A $50,000 bond is set for an Aurora man accused of grooming minors on Snapchat. 40-year-old Carlos Moreno was arraigned Monday on multiple child pornography charges. Portage County Common Pleas Judge Lori Pintman banned Moreno from internet use and any contact with children while awaiting his July 21st trial. Records show Moreno was discharged from the U.S. Army for possessing child pornography, which he is appealing. Officials in the Salem School District say they're preparing for significant property tax revenue losses under changes approved by the state. Treasurer Mike Douglas told the Board of Education Monday the district could lose about $750,000 next year and roughly $500,000 each year after under House Bill 186. The Morning Journal reports the law limits property tax increases after reappraisals and provides tax credits that will cut school revenue. The final state calculations are expected next month. The Sebring Board of Education approved personnel, financial, and student matters Monday. They agreed to pay rates for the 2026-27 school year, approved an agreement with Akron Children's Hospital for health services, the district coach's handbook, and a list of 29 seniors for graduation. Members also approved multiple teaching, coaching, and substitute contracts. Superintendent Tony Viscount said the district will switch to a new HVAC control system June 1st, moving from Johnson Controls to Gardner. The change will give the district more flexibility and lower maintenance costs. A Salem woman is back in custody after being arraigned in Mahoning County Common Police Court on multiple felony charges stemming from an August home attack in Sebring. 51-year-old Brandis Batour pleaded not guilty to aggravated burglary, aggravated assault, menacing, and criminal damaging. She was wanted on a warrant after failing to appear in court and was taken into custody Friday. The case involves allegations Batour used a steel bar to break a window and assault her ex-boyfriend. A Youngstown woman accused of coercing young women into prostitution is being held on a $500,000 bond. 38-year-old Misty McKinney pleaded not guilty Tuesday to multiple charges, including trafficking in persons, promoting prostitution, robbery, and retaliation. McKinney allegedly targeted vulnerable women online over a three-year period and was arrested following a sting operation. A tentative trial date is set for June 8th. Five people were taken to the hospital after a two-vehicle crash in Youngstown Tuesday afternoon. Police tell WKBN-TV a car and an SUV collided around 2:20 at Oakwood and North Hartford Avenues, causing the SUV to roll on its side and the car to end up in a front yard. A woman pleaded guilty Tuesday in a March 8th crash in Masury that killed a motorcyclist. 87-year-old Elspeth McKeague was charged with misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter after turning left at Addison Avenue and Route 82 and hitting 62-year-old David Rice and 18-year-old Angelina Medovich. Rice died at the scene and Medovich suffered serious injuries. McKeague will be sentenced July 9th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.